ATX Ahead, presented by the Austin Business Journal, exploring the future of Austin and the challenges we face. Brought to you by Cascadia Capital, the investment bank of choice for business leaders, the business litigation law firm of Kane and Scarnoulis, and by Trimbuilt Construction, building Austin since 1984.
I'm Colin Pope, editor of the Austin Business Journal. Once a year, Austin Business Journal hosts an event called the Williamson County Growth Summit. We've been doing it for over 20 years, and it's our opportunity to shine the spotlight on what is always one of the fastest growing counties in America. We recently did this annual look at Williamson, and I'd like to wrap it up for our podcast listeners by chatting with senior staff writer Justin Sayers, who's charged with keeping up with Austin's fast-growing suburbs. Hey, Justin, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for allowing me to come on here and talk about all things Williamson County.
Yeah, I know you spend a lot of time up there. And, you know, when you're out and about, I was curious, when people ask you, hey, what's the big happenings or the big story up in Williamson County? What do you tend to tell them?
It's such a tough question because there are just so many things to pull from. Obviously, it is very busy up there. So when I get that question, the answer that I always go to is still growth and the challenges that come from that. Despite the Samsung announcement being a couple of years ago, there's still, you know, massive fallout from that and the impacts on the business community from suppliers coming in and, you know, housing coming in. There's still challenges like water and infrastructure that come with that rapid growth. So, you know, there's no shortage of things to look at and talk about.
Yeah, a lot of that growth comes in the form of manufacturing. You mentioned Samsung and their new chip making factory that they're going to have up there. It's interesting because over the years, our corporate office, we're part of a chain of business journals across the country, and our corporate office would ask me over the years, I've been roaming these ABJ halls for about 25 years now, and during that time, every now and then the corporate office will say, hey, why don't you establish a manufacturing beat and have a reporter cover manufacturing? And, you know, I've told them over the years, that's just not our economy. And boy, I've had to change my tune over the past couple of years, largely because of your coverage in Williamson County and the fact that for the first time, you know, in my history of the ABJ and pretty much largely Austin's history, a lot of the headlines that we have the words new factory in them. And so it's just interesting over the years that we did not write about factories 10 years ago in Austin or the suburbs. Now we do. The biggest of them all is that Samsung factory up in Taylor, definitely the talk of the region. How's that one coming along? And can you kind of clear the air about, we reported and heard some things about the chance that that's a big project now, but we may see roughly 10 Samsung factories, you know, up there in the coming decades. How's it coming along? And what about that long-term prospects?
Yeah, it's no doubt the biggest project in our region. It's no doubt the one that I know we both get the most questions about and, you know, the most attention to. It's obviously one of the biggest projects in the country, but I was actually driving past that factory yesterday, and it's amazing how far along they've come and how big the facility is now and how close they're getting ready to open. When we ask the company, the expectation is that they're going to open at some point next year. We do not know exactly when, but you know, based on what we can see, I think that's pretty realistic. As far as continued build out, it's important to note that the company has 1,200 acres that they own in Taylor, and this current factory is only using a portion of that. So the long held expectation is that they're going to continue to build out that site. They've actually already been approved for a type of incentive to build another 9 fabs on that site. When we asked the company, there's actually been some motion where they could, you know, be looking to start on that. The city of Taylor very recently passed, basically approved a construction contract that would allow them to start doing the infrastructure for further build out. But when we asked the city and when we asked the company, they say it's still in the planning stages. There's nothing imminent. But, you know, as long as that first fab is successful, I think it's safe to say that we're going to see more build out on that site. And, you know, it's kind of cliche at this point that leaders keep using the term generational and, you know, life-changing project. But I think in this case, it's warranted. What could potentially end up there is going to change that area and our region for generations to come.
Yeah, you know, that's high tech stuff and big, you know, big scale things, not just for Austin even, but then you put it in the context of a little town like Taylor. And you're right. Yeah, they are seeing things that truly will be generational changes. And, you know, it's going to be pretty soon, I think, hard for people to remember what Taylor was like before the boom. But, you know, it's just a sleepy little, you know, small Texas town. Got a nice little, you know, nice strip there with some barbecue restaurants on it and still vacant storefronts, I think, on the main street.
It's really funny, too, because I think most people, even native Austinites, don't know the history of Taylor. If you go back to, you know, more than a half century ago, before Interstate 35, Taylor was actually the economic engine of Williamson County. All, you know, cotton production and other agriculture production was all centered in Taylor. At one point, Taylor was almost the capital of Texas. So it's almost, to a lot of people who are from here, this is a new thing, but it's almost a return to glory for a lot of the leaders in Taylor.
Interesting. More things change, the more they stay the same. So Taylor, Hutto, parts of Round Rock over there near the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center. All of that's along, I think, what is that, Highway 79? Is that
correct?
Right?
Yes.
Which, you, as you've reported over the years, a lot of economic development experts, site selectors would call that, have called that, perhaps the most desirable and attractive strip of land in all of America for big companies to be looking at. So exciting prospects up there. So there are two interesting sites just next to Samsung along 79. And one is the RCR Logistics Park. And then right next to that is the Hutto Mega Site. Can you tell us what you've been reporting about those pieces of land that are largely just farmland still?
For sure. And it's really funny on both these sites. I've only been at the ABJ for 2.5 years. You've obviously been here longer, but we've been talking about both those sites for almost a decade now, just as potential landing spots for big companies and big, you know, warehouse manufacturing distribution. But over the last year or two, there's been some major, major progress on both of them. We can start with the Hutto Mega Site. I believe back, again, almost a decade ago, there were rumors, you know, you can go back and look in our archives, that Elon Musk was looking at that for Tesla. And he ultimately ended up going to Reno and building his gigafactory there. But it's always been a big target at shovel-ready land, which is really hard to find throughout the country. But now there's been some major movement on, you know, companies actually starting to build there and starting to locate there. So the two confirmed projects, there's a massive data center that could end up with over $10 billion in investment. It's a string of data centers. They'll also have a warehouse component. It's a joint venture of Prologis, who is a, you know, big time real estate player, and a Dallas-based company called Skybox Data Centers. We don't know who their tenants are going to be. That's always a secret, but they say it's Fortune 500 companies. So think the Walmarts and the Metas and, you know, companies of that like that will be storing their information out of Hutto and the mega site. The other confirmed project is a industrial project from Titan, which is one of, if not the most active industrial developer out here. They do a lot of projects in Williamson County. They have another project in Leander. They've attracted some very, very, you know, high tech and large employers, including Cellink in Georgetown, Factory Builder Stores in Lockhart, a couple other manufacturers of Vivo in Hutto. So, you know, they attract these high paying jobs and high capital investment projects. There are a number of companies, they are circling the mega site, and we could see more announcements there. But when it's all said and done, there could be tens of thousands of jobs and billions of capital investment along that stretch. Now, if we go to the RCR Park, which is right next to it, that is one of the few rail-served logistics parks in the state. And again, it's another one of these projects that developers have been working on for years, and we're finally starting to see motion on. The developers of the RCR Park joked to us that they were responsible for a lot of the growth around them because they've been working on this project so long. But they're starting to, you know, finally sell off portions and actually build on that site. They've already attracted a materials company, And there are rumors, very strong rumors, that we're going to be seeing some big announcements there of companies in the Tesla and the Samsung supply chain in the next few months. So that's another one to keep an eye on. And, you know, another just potentially billions of dollars of investment and tens of thousands of jobs that could come along that stretch.
Yeah, when I visited that RCR Logistics Park sometime last year, yeah, I did not know this until I was there, but there were literally hundreds, maybe close to 1,000 brand new Teslas that had been shipped from the Gigafactory floor, traveled up into Williamson County, and then they were going to put them on trains and ship them out to who knows where. So it's a very valuable site due to those rail lines and the spurs.
For sure.
In there, there's no shortage of.
Yeah, and I know the owners have said that they have one of the few private auto ramps in the country. So that is a big draw. And, you know, Tesla is obviously one of their tenants. So that is another thing that they focus on when they pitch to tenants and having that availability. It's a dual rail served site. So, you know, two different railroads, having the auto ramp, having the connection to 79, all those different logistics options are just very appealing to companies, again, in those supply chains and in those distribution and warehousing economies. So it is a major asset for the region and something that is very unique and needed in this Austin area as it grows.
ATX Ahead, presented by Cascadia Capital, the investment bank of choice for business leaders, providing trusted financial advisory services to entrepreneurs, family business owners, and financial sponsors for more than 20 years. The business litigation law firm of Cain & Scarnulis, PLLC, handling high-profile, high-stakes, and mission-critical matters for you and your business. Learn more at cstrial.com. And by Trimbuilt Construction, building Austin since 1984. Visit us at trimbuilt.com or call 512-689-7881. Let's start the conversation about your project.
We started off this conversation, and we do every year with the Williamson County Growth Summit. We just talk about the phenomenal population growth that has already been seen, that is here today, and that is going to be coming in the future, perhaps even more so because of, you know, these generational projects like Samsung. So it's been my observation that Williamson County has done a better job than Travis County over the years at fleshing out its highway systems and building bigger roads, you know, than we had the opportunity to build for Austin back in the day. And I was wondering, what does commuting look like in Williamson County nowadays? And is traffic like it is for Austin? Is traffic a potential economy killer that people are worried about?
Yeah, you know, when it comes to rapid growth, the biggest problem that always seems to pop up is infrastructure. That includes roads, highways, water, which is obviously a big topic right now, especially in the Austin outskirts and Texas as a whole. But commuting has definitely changed. Long gone are the days where you could roll in from Georgetown to downtown Austin in 20 to 30 minutes. We are becoming a big city, you know, begrudgingly to many who have long called the Austin area home. Commuting-wise, the interesting thing that we're starting to see is just this population shift. Georgetown is the fastest-growing city of its size in the country. Leander and Kyle to the south are ranking the top five in that regard. So with that increased population growth, the commute times and the number of people who are commuting to jobs is definitely increasing. I spoke to, he's a city councilman in Copperas Cove, which is up by Killeen. And he actually makes the trek to Dell in Round Rock. And he said 20 years ago, he's been doing this for 25 years. He said
60 miles, by the way, right?
60 miles, yeah. 20 years ago, he could do the commute in about an hour total. That's there and back. Now, he said in 2008, it was like over 2 hours. So, you know, he's now shifted his hours to where he wakes up and gets there early and tries to beat traffic both ways. So what we're starting to see is kind of a shift in the Austin metro. Areas like Killeen and Fort Cavazos and those areas are now part of the Austin metro. A lot of employees are going there to big factories like Tesla and eventually the Samsung site. They're becoming a target because of their skilled workforce. So because of that impacts on the workforce shifts, the traffic and infrastructure is becoming more of a target and, you know, more of a conversation. The interesting thing that's happening is that more of these factories are locating in areas like Georgetown and in areas like Taylor to get closer to that workforce. So the thought there is, if you bring the jobs closer to the people and the people closer to the jobs, those impacts on the traffic will hopefully subside. So I guess, you know, we'll see once these factories are up and running. But I can tell you, yeah, I-35 is just a boondoggle now. It's, you know, really backed up.
Oh, it's scary to go, between Round Rock and Georgetown. I'd almost rather drive through downtown Austin nowadays than drive through downtown Round Rock on I-35. That's difficult. And yeah, it's fascinating to me, too, as a longtime Central Texan, to see that, you know, Georgetown pretty much for regional purposes, maybe you could say Gerald, that's kind of the end of the road, you know, for the Austin area, quote unquote. But now, because of all these big employers that have been coming in, and now that Williamson County is pretty much getting as big as Travis County is, economically and population wise, sure, you can say that we're a 5-county metro area, but in terms of our workforce and where we need to bring people from, you know, we're talking probably 10 counties.
On that note, when you talk to people in workforce, they're pulling people that work in the Austin area now at these factories. They go as far east as Lexington and Giddings and as far south as New Braunfels, people making the commute. So again, it's just a major change to what Austin is. But if you look at the biggest metro areas in the country, this is normal. Houston and Dallas, they're gigantic. Los Angeles, you know, people will commute from San Bernardino to downtown LA. So I guess we're just kind of coming in line with what other metro areas have. And yeah, it's a culture change, but you know, that's what happens when you grow.
Yeah, no, I tell people often that we are, I don't know if it's a blessing or a curse, but we had the opportunity to see a region and a city basically grow from mid-size to big. Most of us go into a big city, that's all you've ever known. Nobody in our lifetimes knows Chicago as a mid-size city, or New York or Los Angeles as a mid-size city, Houston, Dallas too. We've had that opportunity. And with the gain comes a lot of pain. You mentioned infrastructure. We're talking not just roads, but when you were interviewing some business leaders at the Williamson County Growth Summit, I was fascinated to hear that the CEO of Afia Foods, which makes frozen, you know, lunches and dinners, they've got a new factory up there in Williamson County, and they're on a septic tank. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, that kind of blew my mind. Well, we have a lot of coverage of not just the Williamson County Growth Summit, but of some of the bigger other stories that we couldn't even get to at the event. We've got stories on workforce development, commuting. We've got videos of the Samsung factory, of the RCR Logistics Park. We have video online on our website of the world's first 3D printed neighborhood, which is being executed by a big home builder called Lennar, and then a startup in Austin called Icon that makes these 3D printers. And that neighborhood's up in Georgetown, and you can check out that and a lot of other things on our website. And Justin, I want to thank you for your time today, and thank you for your always diligent and great reporting that's serving a lot of people out there. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. And yeah, thank you for letting me talk all things Williamson County. There's never a slow news day north of Boston.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, thanks for keeping up.
I appreciate it.
ATX Ahead, presented by the Austin Business Journal, exploring the future of Austin and the challenges we face. Brought to you by Cascadia Capital, the investment bank of choice for business leaders, the business litigation law firm of Kane and Scarnoulis, and by Trimbuilt Construction, building Austin since 1984.